Jacob had a vision of a ladder stretching from heaven to earth upon which the angels ascended and descended. Jesus spoke of this vision when he called Nathanael to be a disciple. And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The ladder is Jesus, who is both true God and true man. There is direct communication between heaven and earth, and the complete reconciliation of sinners to God the Father because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And behold, the Lord stood above the ladder and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." God promised Jacob protection and the fulfillment of the promise once given to Abraham. God spoke of the Messiah, the Redeemer, through whom all the families of the world are blessed. The blessing is our redemption from sin and death, our hope of life everlasting because our sins are forgiven. Jacob did not earn God's love, neither do we. God's promise was a gift. God's promise gave hope. God's promise was fulfilled. His promise of life is also sure and certain, even if we are alone in the midst of the wilderness. May our Lord strengthen us to trust in Him, that His word and promises are always fulfilled. Amen.